Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Allergen Air Filters. They trap larger airborne contaminants to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our entire selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
Why are you a bad kidnapping option for someone? Hopefully, everybody listening is a bad kidnapping option. But I saw this. It was a meme. We're doing a phone topic based on a meme. But it was, it said, why would your kidnappers return to you after 2 hours because you couldn't stop telling them about blank? But really, it's just, what are you two into? Mm-hmm. That kind of thing. Howings, what would it be for you? What would you annoy them with?
My knowledge of trees and shrubberies, more than likely.
Yeah.
Like identifying them.
So you think you'd kidnapped and just like, well, look over there, that other thing.
Or, yes, absolutely. Or going, hey, guys, can we pause for just a second? I just want to take a picture of this plant so I can see what it's called. I've always thought they were pretty.
Right.
And I want to plant some in my yard if you ever let me go. Really like them.
I've got a whole flat of phlox.
Mm-hmm.
My phlox flats are going to get left.
Love my flats of phlox.
Steve?
I think I would just make my internal dialogue my external dialogue.
Oh. Like, what would that be like?
For instance, today, okay, when I leave here, I have to go to the store. I have to pick up 8 pieces of vinyl drip edge for the roof. Then I got to go up on the roof, remove the aluminum drip edge that I put on yesterday because I don't really like how that worked out.
So you think that would still be your internal dialogue if you had a bandana tied through your mouth so you couldn't talk?
Well, I would do my best to make it my external dialogue.
You think you would?
Yeah, I figured we're at the spot where they're going to hold me, they're probably going to remove the bandana at
that
point.
You have to be able to talk. Otherwise, how would you annoy them to get away? If you're bound and gagged and blindfolded, then you're just a lump.
Yeah.
You got to be able to talk.
Or I'll just hum out of tune. Like,
but what if you're not? Yeah, I feel like I would annoy them the same way I annoy all of you. Singing songs that I don't realize I'm singing. Songs that are annoying or that I don't know the words to. Kicking my feet, making noises, tapping things. These are all.
You could do play by play
of
everything.
Yes. That'd be pretty annoying. Mm-hmm. Like when he's binding my hands, and that's going to be hard for him to get through, but he's going to keep pulling at those ropes and he may never get out, but that's going to be a big deal. Now look at him looking out the window. And that is going to be a sign for things to come. The cops gathering outside waiting to attack.
They'd be rid of you so quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
The door would fly open.
I feel like they'd just kick my teeth out, Steve.
Yeah, that's the real key, is to be just the right amount of annoying for them to want to let you go, but not to smash you with a 2x4.
So Madden came out on Friday, and after we got home, I went and got 3 of the boys. And at some point, they were playing electronics, so I threw it on, but the sound was down really far. And so it started with the opening game of the season, the Lions and the Chiefs. And without even thinking about it, I didn't do it on purpose, I started doing the setup for the game. So it starts and it's live from Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, the defending Super Bowl champions, the Kansas City Chiefs, a powerhouse, Super Bowl contenders, AFC championship 5 straight seasons, taking on the upstart Detroit Lions. a franchise that has been belabored with a rough history. And I hear Henry go, here we go.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, you're right. That's bad.
You're just prepping.
Just prepping.
You have a game this weekend, right?
No, not this weekend. The next week. If it's this week, I'm going to be late.
Okay.
No, next Thursday is Florida at Utah. Someday those two might be in the same conference. You never know.
Who knows?
Things are going. Kelly, why would you get kicked out by your captors?
Yeah, you got kidnapped.
I would just do what every dad does in the car, which is the most annoying thing, which makes me generally want to jump out of a car, and that's read every sign and every sign to shops that go by, every billboard, everything. Like, oh,
wait,
look,
is that a dad thing?
A pawn shop. Neat. I wonder what they do there. Oh, look at this billboard. Yeah, all you dads. All you do
read
billboards out loud.
I don't do that at all.
I can't remember the last time I read a billboard.
Did you hear any billboards read out loud in the car to Kokomo or back?
I took an edible before we got in that car, and honestly, I hit a time zone. I'm not entirely sure how I got where.
Yeah, Kelly. It was like Kelly didn't exist on the ride there or the ride back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I just ate an edible and clonked it. No, I feel like every time I'm in the car, especially with my husband, he's a dad, all he does is read road signs. I'm like, shut up.
That seems like a him problem.
Yeah, well, right?
My dad did your dad do that too? Yeah, now my brothers do it in the car when I'm in the car with them. I'm like, y'all do that same thing dad does.
Maybe it's you. Maybe
y'all
they're just trying
everything.
To.
Yeah, maybe they want to see if you can read.
I must keep her aware at all times.
That's how they wanted to make sure you're still breathing.
Yeah. She gets so now she starts to look stupid, and then she kind of looks dead. Got to make sure she's aware and awake. Yeah, that's what I would do. I would just read everything we go by, and I would talk about everything that's happening outside of the window. Like, oh, look, there's grass, and now there's some wildflowers. What are those wildflowers? Oh, you don't know? Do you know what type of trees these are? I wonder if that's an invasive species there.
Can you look it up on your phone?
I would just be one of those, like, the energy suckers, one of those vampires from What We Do in the Shadows.
Colin Robinson.
Yeah, I'd be Colin Robinson.
Maitland, what would you do? What would annoy them about you?
I would probably ask them if they're mad at me every 5 minutes. Like, I'd try my darndest to comply with whatever. And I'd be like, yeah, sure, tie me up. Okay, yeah, where are we going? Okay, are you mad at me? What did I do?
But you seem down since, like, at first you were excited to kidnap me, but the last couple of minutes, you've seen a little down.
Yeah, I'd try to get inside their head and be like, what happened to you? What makes you want to do this? How'd you get started in kidnapping?
I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. Now we're on a lot of dads. Text. Kelly, I agree with you. I read signs constantly. Signed, a dad.
See, I told you. And that dad represents every dad in the world. So he counts for like a billion.
Wow.
I know.
That's a lot.
There are so many dads reading signs on the road right now.
Annette did that. Like, she would do it out loud, and then I called her out on it one time. She hasn't done it once since. I forget where we were going. I think it was somewhere new. And I was like, you're going to read every sign? We're just driving along. Ooh, McDonald's. Shoney's. Oh, there's a mall.
This
power
text.
Plant is 2.4 miles away.
Really?
No, I can see it. It's on that sign.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone do that.
I don't think I have either.
Oh, man.
Maybe it's because you're the one who does it.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
do it.
Yeah, you do. You definitely do.
Well, I talk a lot. I do. Like, especially when I'm alone. I don't do it as much when I'm not. Well, no, I do it then too. But like I do, I like Steve was saying, I would do this on purpose.
This is not a great defense so far.
Where I do, I narrate out loud all the time. Even when I'm alone, I always say what I'm doing and what I'm thinking.
Well, look at me, I'm pathing a billboard.
Yeah. No, mine would not be about billboards, though. It's all about other people's driving. That's all it is.
See,
it's
that
like,
too. I would just comment on that because that's the worst when you're in the car with somebody and they're doing that. And they're like, oh, this guy in front of me is so annoying. Oh, that's so annoying. What a dumb driver. Idiot, dip ass, whatever. I'm angry, talking with my angry driver tone. It's so annoying. If you're in the car with somebody who does that, okay, my husband, it is so annoying. Like, you're the annoying one. You stop it.
Yeah, and I'm really, I was going to say, like, I'm really trying not to do that anymore. Like, I'm trying to be much more aware when there's other people
Hot
in the car. Like, don't complain.
A spaz.
Absolute
spaz.
Totally.
Speeding, tailgating. Yelling at people. It was crazy.
Oh, man. No, you know how to get a kidnapper to drop you back off, return you? Tell them all about how they're driving bad.
You drive.
Oh, you're one of those drivers.
Yeah,
oh.
Be like all of my children. I watch the speed limit and tell me every time I go over it. It's a 55 through here. Looks like you're going about 57.
Shut up, loser. Yeah. You can go over 11. Everybody knows that.
You know your car has cruise control, right? You don't have to keep bouncing your foot on the pedal. Yeah. Oh, stop, go, stop, go.
Oh, you like
I'm gonna barf back here.
Yeah, you like to cruise in the left lane. Okay. All right, Grandpa, keep on driving me around.
You see how people are passing you on the right? Just quit it.
Yeah. Stay in this lane, I dare you.
This text, I would discuss not only the Lord of the Rings trilogy, but all of the lore that leads to it. They would be ready to throw me out. Also, I still hate Freebeer for saying those movies aren't good. I'm sorry you like bad movies.
I mean, they're pretty long.
This text from Jersey, I would tell them the story of Dragon Ball Z with such painful detail, they would search for the Dragon Balls so they could wish me away.
Kamehameha. Yeah, I used to love that show. Or whatever it was. I don't know, might have said that so wrong. They used to throw fireballs out of their hands or something. I used to love it. They were the hottest anime characters ever.
This text, I don't read billboards, but if it's a funny town name, I say it in a weird accent, and my wife hates it.
I would do that, yeah.
There's a town here like called Pow Pow.
A Winnemuck.
What? No, there's a town here called Pow Pow. It's like Paw Paw. Yeah, but I say Pow Pow every time I see. So if there's any reason for me to be where a street sign is going to be like, oh, Pow Pow's like 30 miles away, I'm going to read that one out loud for sure.
Pow Pow.
Or there's, around here too, there's Banger.
Yeah.
And I'll even if I'm by myself, we'll go, Banger? I don't even know her.
Wait, if you're by yourself.
You're a dad joke driving.
Do you give yourself a high five?
Yeah. I'm like, wow, you're so funny.
I love that you do it if you're alone. Mm-hmm. That's an extra step. What do any of you have a joke you tell yourself? Like that?
I don't think so.
I mean, that is a joke you tell yourself.
I don't think so.
You might be on your own on that one, Maitland. Let's see.
I have one.
Oh, I would tell them the story about Kelly's back cheese the time it got busted with a stick.
My back cheese got busted with a stick.
I think that you had
toxic
that.
Toxic shock syndrome?
That, no. Well, the, no, the you had like the
cyst, on,
cyst
your
on your back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I did. I had a cyst. I could
it
tell y'all about it right now.
Cheese on cheese.
Yep.
Yeah.
My ex busted it open for me and then had to clean it out with a stick, and it smelled like cheese. It was terrible. I'm a gross human. That's what I would talk about. You want to hear about
you
that
know
time
what?
I
that
had a tampon
be...
inside me for 3 months?
Yeah. Let me take you through the timeline. Week two, things were still pretty good. I would probably tell them all the cute things my dogs have done that all dogs do.
Oh, yeah.
But that's extra. You won't believe it. He was sitting there like a boy, like he was a real person on the chair. This text, I got my doggo in Pow Pow.
Pow Pow.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people not happy with your Dragon Ball Z pronunciation. You were correct when you said I did not pronounce that right, according to several people.
How are you supposed to pronounce it? Read what they're saying.
They didn't say.
Kamehameha. No, that's not it. It feels right, though, but it's wrong.
1-800-947-3979. What would you do? Not even on purpose. What about your personality would make kidnappers give you back? It's really kind of insulting. You know.
Mm-hmm.
What Maybe. If you just sang over every song that was on the radio, but it was all the wrong lyrics?
And every song that came on, you had to say, oh, turn it up. It's my favorite song.
I love this one.
This is my jam.
This one, I'd give them a description of every single one of the 132 houseplants that I have. That's
pretty
good. The
fact that you know that you have 132.
That's a lot of houseplants. A lot of watering.
Mm-hmm.
This text, I would just say, bind me tighter over and over. I don't know if that's going to work.
No tighter.
I would doing a lot of impressions. I think that would be good.
Especially if you're not good at them.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, you want to hear my Bob Saget? Hey, it's me, Bob Saget. I'm dead. You want to hear my Travis Tritt? Hey, it's me, Travis Tritt. It's just yelling the names every time.
Do Pee Wee Herman.
Hey, it's me, Pee Wee Herman. Ha, 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 ha,
ha. Yeah, ha, ha.
I'm dead.
I can do all of the voices that Robin Williams did in Aladdin you want to hear.
Go, Genie.
Go, Go, Jeannie, go. We have a public official in our town named Mr. Rector. I say Rector nearly killed her every time I see their name.
I do think that phrase anytime I hear rectum. Damn, you killed him.
I got to Maitland.
You're like, where's this town? I got to go to Rectorville.